Good afternoon, friends. This is Vincent, and welcome to America Next. Today is April 24, 2024. Friends, today I'm going to talk to you about some of the stupid, ignorant, mean things that the mega Republicans are trying to impose on the American people. What I will do is give you three examples of things that they have either passed, a law that have been passed, or they're trying to pass, so that you can understand just how out of touch these people are. The first example I want to give you concerns the state of Florida. The state of Florida has a governor by the name of DeSantis, Ron DeSantis. Well, in the last week, he made a big statement saying that he will not comply with the federal government's new updates to Title IX. Title IX is the Civil Rights Act, and there were changes that the Biden administration made to Title IX, specifically involving the gay, lesbian, and transgender community. Specifically, what the Title IX updates provided was that they were guaranteed protection to any student, regardless of their race, regardless of their sexual orientation, or if they were transgender. Every student is guaranteed equal protection, equal rights under the law. And when they go to a school, they must be treated that way, regardless of what their sexual orientation is, regardless of whether they are transgender. This law says we guarantee their equality. Governor DeSantis says, I am not going to comply with this new update. You know, he has long had a problem with the gay and lesbian community and the transgender community. He sees that as a problem in our society. He sees them as people that are harming our society. So he doesn't want to do anything that provides equal rights and protection to this community. So he has made it clear that he's going to try to fight. Florida is going to fight against these new changes to the civil rights law. Now, you have to ask yourself, why? The government didn't say that you have to agree with someone. They say that these people are guaranteed equal rights, equal protection. Students are guaranteed that they can go to school and be treated as anyone else, regardless of whether they are bi, straight, transgender, or whatever. They have a right to equality and protection under the law. So the question you have to ask is, why are the MAGAs so anti-gay, lesbian, bi community? And the reality is that goes back to their whole fundamental idea about Christianity. They have seen, in their minds, they see this as an assault against Christianity. But somehow they fail to understand that for Christ, Jesus Christ loved everyone. And he did not treat people differently, whether that person was a beggar on the street or was the king. Jesus treated them all the same. Somehow, though, the mega Republicans have lost that understanding. The next example I want to give you concerns the state of Texas. As you know, in the state of Texas, they have long had a problem with abortion. And one of the laws is that the law that was put in place a year ago concerning in Texas concerning abortion has one interesting aspect to it that I just find unbelievably stupid. The way it stands now in Texas, the abortion law makes it almost impossible for a woman to qualify to get an abortion. I mean, it's rare exceptions. I mean, they have taken away incest and rape. Even if you're pregnant from incest or rape, you still probably will not be able to get an abortion. But they threw in another little peculiar thing in there to make sure that it's tough for women. And that is, now listen to this carefully. It is illegal for a woman to use the public highways to drive to her abortion appointment. You heard me right. If a woman is driving in a car, or if a friend is taking her there, they cannot, according to this law, use the Texas public roads to get there. That is illegal. Have you ever heard anything so utterly ridiculous? But that's the law in Texas. They simply refuse to allow women to have control over their bodies. The last example is I want to talk to you about is happening in the wonderful state of Tennessee. I don't know if you heard, but this week, the Tennessee House state government passed a law that will allow teachers to carry guns in school. That's right. From kindergarten through the 12th grade, those teachers can now carry guns in the schools. Now, as you can imagine, none of the teachers wanted this. The teachers, you know, association groups, none of them wanted it. Law enforcement didn't want it. Parents don't want it. Okay? The last thing that anybody wants is more guns in schools. But the state government in Tennessee says that'll help control things. If all the teachers are walking around with a 45 on their hip, they can keep things under control. Fortunately, the teachers have a choice in this. And fortunately, 98% of the teachers said they are no way planning to bring a gun to school. But the absurdity of the state to think that this was a law that was needed. Why do they think that? If they want more security, give the school money so that they can improve the security system at the schools. And if they want to have more force there, they can hire policemen or off-duty policemen. People are trained in law enforcement. But you don't want an elementary school filled with teachers walking around with guns. My friends, I presented these three examples because I just wanted you to see the mega Republican politicians for what they are. Yes, these laws that they have passed are cruel. They don't make any sense. They're absurd. But also, they're just plain stupid. They don't connect with reality at all. And that is a problem. That is the reality about the mega Republicans. They don't have a connection with reality. They are just out there making noise and causing chaos, but it is linked to nothing, nothing of substance. And that is why we must, absolutely must, this November, vote out as many of them as possible and vote in people that believe, again, in democracy, the Constitution, the rule of law. You have to do that, friends, because it's just a matter of time before these guys go off completely off the deep end. These three examples, it would be funny if they were not real. That's all for now. As always, please stay strong. Keep moving forward. Keep fighting for our democracy. And we'll talk again real soon.